Dr. Pinsky dictating, the mail I'm in, Charles Lark, L-A-R-K-E, Jr. Charles, at your request, I performed a fitness for duty evaluation on the above individual. Fred specifically questioned, is his fitness for duty as a truck driver with your organization? Period, I am in receipt of a civil service job description pertaining to this. Period, it indicates someone in this position drives a pickup truck and collects bulk trash such as appliances, larger items, and furniture. Period, he assists in lifting and loading these items into the truck. Period, he would also assist with the sewer department requiring lifting and moving manhole covers and storm drain covers to gain access to sewer systems. Period, he also drives a sanitation truck that loads large dumpsters. Period, he assists in pushing slash pulling dumpsters in place to be emptied into the sanitation truck. Period, new paragraph. As per the examinee, Mr. Lark is a 54-year-old male who reports he injured his right rotator cuff at some point. Period. He asserts he had a rotator cuff tear due to repetitive physical jobs. Period. On 5/8/23, he stopped working. Period. However, the onset of his symptoms were approximately 2 years prior. Period. On 5/18/23, he did undergo right rotator cuff repair. Period. He was told his biceps was unrepairable. Period. He did have occupational therapy for 9 months. Period. He did not participate in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He tried to, quote, work, end quote, on his own at a nearby school and found he was capable of doing those tasks. Period. He does believe he is capable of working in a full duty capacity without limitations or accommodations. Period. New paragraph. I have been supplied with a copy of correspondence written by the examinee's orthopedic surgeon, comma, Dr. Kleiner, K-L-E-I-N-E-R, dated 11/15/23. Period. He wrote that Mr. Lark is able to return to his job without restrictions. Period. Similarly, I have seen a progress note written by his nurse practitioner named Ms. Boehm, B-O-E-H-M. Period. This is dated 11/15/23 and stated he was cleared for modified duty only, hyphen, sedentary, comma, desk type work. Period. If this is not available, Mr. Lark will remain out of the work until reevaluated in 3 months. Period. In Dr. Kleiner's letter of 2/7/24, he cleared Mr. Lark to return to work on 2/12/24 without restrictions. Period. New paragraph, and this will go in the impression section. With his authorization, I attempted to contact Ms. Beam on Dr. Kleiner's behalf. Period. On 2/23/24 at 4 p.m., I called and left a message for Robin Beam, but have not heard a response. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Lark was kind enough to sign off authorization for us to contact Dr. Kleiner's office as well as his physical therapy office. Period. In return, we got a progress note from Dr. Kleiner dated 2/7/24. Period. He wrote, work was not able to accommodate light duty, so he is still waiting to be cleared. Brady's been simulating things he would do at work on his own and in physical therapy, and says he does not notice any pain or issues with the shoulder. Period range of motion was 90 degrees of abduction, 60 degrees of external rotation, 170 degrees of forward flexion, and internal rotation to L2. Period was 4/5 strength and resisted internal rotation. Period, he had a weak belly press but negative hornblower sign. Period was negative external rotation lag sign. Period, the overall assessment was approximately 9 months, status post right shoulder rotator cuff repair and subacromial decompression. Period, it cleared Mr. Luck to return to work without restrictions. Period, he was to follow up in 3 months. Period. In paragraph, we also asked him to provide authorization to gather information from the NovoCare physical therapy period. In return, we received an initial evaluation note from 9/6/23. Period wrote he was status post subscapularis and supraspinatus repair, subacromial decompression and acromioplasty. Period. He was initiated on rehabilitation. Period. This continued through as recently as 1/17/24. Period. At that time, motion of the shoulder was the same as it was in 12/12/23. Period. This involved 172 degrees flexion, 150 degrees of abduction, and 70 degrees of external rotation. Period. These were all done actively. Period. He had 50 degrees of internal rotation. Period. He was seen at NovoCare through 1/26/24. Period. They noted he was 30 weeks post-operative. Period. He has improved his overall shoulder strength and is working on overhead and at shoulder height stabilization. Period. The therapist recommended he continue therapy for another month with focus on progression of his strength and rotator cuff tear/scapular stabilization in order to improve functional utilization of the shoulder for high demand on work activities. Period. His home exercise program had been updated. Period. His main complaint was given as, quote, a lack of strength in the shoulder, period, end quote. He had expressed on 12/12/23, his main concern was his overall shoulder strength and being able to maintain work demands, period. He did not participate in a functional capacity evaluation that I am able to discern, period. At this 1/26/24 visit, the assessment was, quote, tolerating program as well as a whole, period, add body blade overhead into IR/ER motion for further overhead head stabilization. Period, the recommendation was to continue with the current program, period. New paragraph, I am also in receipt of certification of healthcare provider for Mr. Lark's application for family medical leave, period. This indicated he would be out of work from 4 to 6 months after 5/18/23, period. This would run through 11/17/23, with surgery on 'unspecified date that I have to double check. Paired Dr. Kleiner indicated he was to be non-weight bearing for the right upper extremity with no lifting, comma, pushing, comma, pulling, comma, or driving. Paired he affirmed that Mr. Clark was not able to perform one or more of the essential job functions. Period. This was specified to be non-weight bearing, meaning no lifting. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed onchomycosis on the fingernails on the left hand. Period. Also had heel traumatic scar about the left hand. Period. Inspection revealed a suggestion of a right biceps droop, but this was not damaged. Paired he had crepitus about the right shoulder associated with tenderness. Paired motion was essentially full in all spheres. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation was to L3. Paired on the left, this was to L2. Paired motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, tricking, or locking. Paired inspection revealed both portal and open surgical scars about the right shoulder. Period. He states that he has arthritis all over, and the gist of his problems are rheumatoid. Period. Cervical spine normal and thoracic normal. Impression Charles Lark has been out of work since 5/18/23 due to a shoulder problem. Period. He underwent surgery for this by Dr. Kleiner. Period. It was anticipated he would be out of work for 3 months after that date. Period. Obviously, he is now several months after the anticipated return to work date. Period. Mr. Lark has applied for family medical leave, as noted above. Period. He has not participated in work hardening or a functional capacity evaluation. But nevertheless, Dr. Kleiner cleared him to return to work without restrictions. Period. Interestingly, range of motion at his last visit was decreased. Period. There was also mild weakness in internal rotation. Period. There was weak belly press test, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found crepitus at the right shoulder with tenderness. Period. There was minimally reduced range of motion here. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Period. He states he does have rheumatoid arthritis, which is the gist of his underlying problem at this time. Period. New paragraph. The job description he provided illustrates how physically demanding the position of a truck driver is. Period. This would involve very heavy physical demand level work. Period. Without an SCE or even a work hardening program, comma, as well as no clear explanation as to why Mr. Lark's absence was several months longer than anticipated, parentheses suggesting a complication or more severe pathology, close parentheses. I do not have confidence that he is capable of returning to this physician on a full-time, full-duty basis, period. The pathology he had at his shoulder was quite severe and would more than likely be aggravated by return to these work activities, period. In essence, this would place him at significant risk of harm to himself or others were he to do so, period. He has not clearly demonstrated activities equivalent to those that would require the same level of physical demands, period. Taking all this information into consideration, in my opinion, Mr. Clark is not capable of safely returning to his position at this time, period. End.